What we should have in our homes that could save our lives when severe weather threatens. Last year, tornadoes killed 47 people in this land of ours. Some say the death toll might have even been higher if not for warnings by the National Weather Service. However, many safety and weather officials say the death toll could have been lower if everyone concerned might have actually gotten the warnings. That's because oftentimes tornadoes hit at night or early morning when people are asleep and computers and TVs and radios are off. So the only warning is either, which is little too late, or much better this.
This is NOAA Weather Radio.
NOAA Weather Radio, all hazards radio. That's like having a, you have a smoke detector in your house. I call it a weather detector.
John Simonensky is with the National Weather Service. He says it works like that with these newer high-tech devices.
If a tornado warning comes out and you are asleep, the radio can alert you.
And these are not like the radios of 20 years ago. Yes, they will give a warning of a general area, but
you can also use the newer devices that are out there called the specific area message encoders, where you can program the device to pick up warnings for a specified area, typically your county or county surrounding that.
NOAA Weather Radios will work on AC or battery backup. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.